being lot 23 within Fieldwood Development, a variance from the front yard setback requirement. State your name and address.
I'm Steve Cavarese, and I live at 2023 Rainbowwood Drive, Fieldwood.
Do you swear the testimony you're about to give to be true and correct to the best of your knowledge?
Yes.
Good evening, sir.
Good evening. Let me introduce myself to the board. I'm Seth Thompson from Hudson Jones, J. Work & Fisher, and my firm is helping Steve in here with his application. So just to kind of, I guess, for efficiency's sake, I'll just run through the basic facts of the matter.
Okay.
What we have is a dispute between surveys, and I have both of them here, if I could submit those. The initial survey is recorded, and it was approved back in 1999. There was a building permit, everything was staked out. A second survey done very recently shows that we need about 6 inches from the front setback on one of the corners of the house. Basically, the property is unique in the sense that it's built onto a curve. Mm-hmm. And so in trying to keep the property square with the street, the initial survey showed that it was 31 feet at the one side, at the one corner of the house, and 30 feet at the other. The more recent survey shows that it is 31 at the one side of the house, but then 29 and a half on the other corner. So just out of an exercise of caution, we certainly want to make sure that we're doing everything properly at this point, and that's why we're seeking the variance. That, you know, although one survey shows that it's not necessary, certainly the other one does, and we just want to make sure. There's currently a contract for sale on the house.
Okay.
And Mr. Cavarese wants to be able to convey good title. The house has already been built, obviously, and it can't be moved at this point. The property has actually been transferred a number of times, so certainly Mr. Cavarese had no involvement in terms of the initial building. I don't think 6 inches are really going to affect any passage of air or light or anything of that sort in terms of obviously looking at the policy behind the setbacks. And certainly the variance is going to be needed in terms of reasonable use of the property in the sense that it's a residence and we'd like to continue using it as such.
Okay. So this came about when you decided to sell it. That's how this came about. So 1999 you had one, and then the 2006, 12, 28, 06 is when you had your second one.
Yes.
And the discrepancy at that time had been?
Yes.
Okay. Just so I understand. Thank you.
Thank you.
Hey, McCabe, do you have any further questions?
No, sir.
Mr. Workman? Mr. Hudson? Mr. Mills? Okay, hearing no further questions from the board. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I think that Mr. Calvarese's counsel is properly addressed the standards for granting a variance, so I'd make a motion we approve case number 9775.
Do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
I have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Hudson that we approve case number 9775. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carried. The case is approved, sir.
Thank you very much. Have a good evening.